Your political discussions could be hijacked by the Russians. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There was some amazing testimony at Thursday's Senate Intelligence Committee hearing. It came from former FBI agent Clint Watts, who has researched Russia's internet trolls. A Republican senator asked him, why did Russia decide to get so involved in the 2016 election?
I think this answer is very simple and is what no one is really saying in this room. Part of the reason active measures have worked is because the commander-in-chief has used Russian active measures at time against his opponents.
He's saying the reason the Russians flooded the zone with fake stories about Hillary's health, voter fraud, and President Obama not being a citizen is that Donald Trump, to their delight, was willing to use those stories to win, and that's why they're still pumping them out.
I can tell you right now today, Soviet accounts tweet at President Trump when they know he's online, and they push conspiracy theories.
Now, they also targeted Democrats.
They were with Bernie Sanders supporters trying to influence them in different directions.
But Mr. Trump was by far their best customer.
He claimed the election could be rigged. That was the number one theme pushed by RT Sputnik News, made claims of voter fraud, that President Obama is not a citizen. Part of the reason active measures works is because they parrot the same lines.
All this talk about some secret connection. And instead, it sounds like it's pretty simple. The Russians dropped a bunch of grenades on the battlefield, and one candidate decided to use them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.